Okay, so let's continue. So we're talking now, as Akdama to this last Shaila, we learned a lot from the Gra about some Kalyas Dikka Inyanim, fundamental Inyanim. The Gra began telling us that there is an avoid of the Nefesh, there's an avoid of the Ruach, and there's an avoid of the Neshama. The avoid of the Nefesh is uplifting is the Nefesh primarily deals with the physical, the ruach is with the emotional, the ruach of the person. A person, shalimo to bivrit, has your matzav ruach. What has your, how you feeling? Emotion, what mood are you in? The ruach is the more refined parts of the person, and the neshama is the spiritual. And each one has its nisayon. And the going was not, that was the struggle between Kayin and Hevel, that Kayin was a physical person. And he was in the Adama, and he, because of that, he was in the Adama. His Yetzer Hara was to save that which was in the Adama and not give all of it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was hungry. He didn't want to save it. He didn't want to eat it all himself. He wanted to eat it all himself. And Hevel, although it looks more spiritual, he struggled with the Havel Havalim. Hevel is like a Hevel Piyam Shel Tinuk Shel Bais Rabban. It's like air. So the Hevel is the was the Ruach, and he struggled with the Inyanei Ruach. So he struggled with Gaiva and Kavod, and therefore he didn't mind. He did not want to go into the Adama. Adama is not going to give you, it's a nice steady income. It's like working for the government. You're not getting too much covered for that, but nice steady income, good pension, good benefits, and all that. But you want to become rich and wealthy and famous, rich and famous, then you gotta, go into the big business, go into real estate. So that's what he did. And or tzoyin in those days, you gotta go into tzoyin and make it big, and that's how you become wealthy. So he wanted to become wealthy and get kavod, and he brought a beautiful carbon. And again, that carbon also was not for the purpose of honor. It was for the purpose of honor. And that was a struggle of Kain versus Hevel, Ruach. The Goyin learns this concept up into a famous Gemara. The Goyin learns this into a famous Gemara, the Gemara in the beginning of Brachos. The Gemara in the beginning of Brachos says, "V'inyan habinyan ukma shamru, shalosh mishmaris havealaila." She says that there's a Gemara in Brachos that there are three mishmaris in the night. There's the first third of the night, the second third, and the last third. And the Gemara asks, "What's the siman for each third?" So the Gemara says, "The first one is what is this?" Stopper? Huh? Oh, no, it's for the Sephardim. Shkoyach. They're making a. I'm speaking by the Sephardish Mishmar and then Ashkenazi Mishmar. Yeah, Rabbi Rofi is making a chabur tonight. Yeah. You could, if you can't. Yeah, exactly. And you have to go to your shir. Fine. So, sorry. So the Gemara says that the first Mishmar, the siman is Chamor Noyer. That's where you hear the Chamor, whatever the Chamors do, making their noise.
Brayin.
What?
Brayin, Braying.
Oh, so the Chamor is braying. So that's Chamor Noyer. The second Zman, the Gemara says, is where's the Gemara? Hold on. Shalosh Mishmaros HaLaila. Chamor Noyer. The second one is Klovim Tsoyakim, the dog's bark. The third one is Tinuk, nurses from his mother. Tinuk Yonik Mishnei Imoy V'Ishma Seperes in Baila. So it says the Gra, these three parts of the night symbolize three parts of a person's life, three tekufas, and the three yitzrei hara that a person has. Says the first yitzrei hara that the first person has is taiva. That's the first part of a person's life. They want, their children. They want to eat. They want to sleep. They're teenagers. They're young adults. They want to hop around the world, party, drink, have a good time. That is a chamor. That's chamor. It doesn't lead to anything. It doesn't give birth. Like it says, besar chamor and besaram, zer masusim, zer masam. It's just a bunch of animals, basically, that are running after their taiva and not with no fruitfulness in mind. That's the first part of the person's life where the nefesh is in full power, and they just want what they want. Eventually, a person grows beyond nefesh, and they get into ruach. Now they want their kavod. You know, I'm not a low, you know, I'm not one of these low party guys, but I'm gonna spend the money when I gotta spend the money. I'm gonna, you know, the kavod, the chanifa, the wanting all the honor. That's symbolized by the second part of the person, and that's klavim, the dogs. The Gurdon says because the dog's bark is hav, give. They want to give and I don't know exactly why the kalav is this inyan, but that's what the Goyin says, that the klavim that they say hav, meaning to say, give me. This is a more refined type of dog pretends to be man's best friend, and they get like, you know, they have this false chashivas. So there's a certain dog, that's the second. And the third one, at the end of a person's life, they come full circle and they realize that they should be more connected to the neshama. That's when they start doing tshuva and they start going back to their roots. That's the isha yoinek mishtei bai, the tinuk yoinek mishtei imai, and isha misaparasim baila. That the neshama starts restoring its relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and starts going back to its roots and nursing from its mother and receiving the ashpois and from the neshama. When a person gets older, they start taming their taivis and even their search for kavod, and they could try to focus more on being connected. And that's the third time of the person's life. So the Goyin uses that to point out these three in Yonim, okay? Hevel, Kayin, have this fight as well, okay? Now, so the problem is that it's not so poshut to be focused on Ruach if you don't have Neshama either. Because if you're only focused on Ruach, you may think, oh, look, we are a very refined people. But if you don't have Neshama, you could end up like the Germans. They're also refined people, right? Or you use all the Nefesh, Taivas, just to make yourself have a better Ruach, right? More so, you can't really. It's very difficult without neshama to make a spiritual goal for yourself. And the Saba Be'atuna know that our focus in this world is to make everything spiritual, make everything real, spiritual, not fake, connect to something of tochin, connect to something that's real. So they say to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, go try to make a house between the heaven and the earth. Like, buddy, we're on the earth, and you're trying to live on the earth as if you're a ruchnius deka person. You're in the heavens. Doesn't work, because even we who are refined people, we know that our ruach is treif. We know we're just after taivas and yetzer hara. Maybe it's a more refined taiva, but at the end of the day, You can't really make a go. You show me. You show me how are you going to build a house in this world that's going to stand between heaven and earth. Boni lan besa bavir da'alma. So what does he say? Very simple. Am Hashem. He said the Shem Hashem, and all of a sudden he's between the heaven and earth. Yeah, if you don't bring neshama into it, if you don't bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu into it, then of course you're going to stay as a lowly person on this world. And you could be the most refined and gorgeous and cultured person, but you can't raise yourself off the ground. You will not be able to raise yourself off the ground because nefesh and ruach both have their nisyonis without neshama. And therefore, says Rabbi Shimon Chananya, I'll say the shame of Hashem, and I'll be there in a second. Once you bring Hashem into the picture and you connect to Neshama, which is spiritual, then you can lift yourself up. But you're just going to try to lift yourself up without it, your taka, it doesn't work. So Amarlu, so he said to them, Asikuli livni vitini mehasam. So now that I'm here, bring me up the livni vitini, bring me up the bricks and the mortar. The bricks and the mortar is the nefesh. And being in midair is the ruach. Meaning to say, once you have Hashem in the world, then you could focus on ruach and you could uplift the nefesh also. And then you could make, then the ruach is taka something chashuv. Because then you could lift up the nefesh and bring it up. So pass me the, I'm up here. Pass me the bricks and the mortar. Pass me all the gashmias. Pass me all the things which are weighing you down. You know, that's all the taivas, the yitzhara. So let's pass it to me. Let's lift it up. You could start lifting up even you don't have to. You could even now lift up the nefesh aspect of the person, the person's taivas and his rotzen to party and all the. We can make all this spiritual. Not just the refinement, the fake refinement of the ruach. We could go down and lift up the bricks and mortar as well. And we can make that ruchnius. To which they respond, "Umi ika dematzi lemivni beisab." Amri, umi ika dematzi lasuki asam. I can't throw the bricks and mortar to you. What are they saying? We're not capable. Meaning to say, we don't see what you're talking about. I don't think you're right. It's not working for us. It's not working for us. So we can't give you the bricks and mortar. So he says, Umika the Matzil Mimni Basim and Shmailar. So what was your request? Is some in your world, it's impossible to become spiritual. And I'm showing you that I am. Because I brought the Shem Hashem into it. So he's basically, that's the Shakvataria. Right? Again, the story was they said, build us a house, Bavir da Alma. Om Hashem, he went, send the Shem Hashem, Tolabin Rakilari. He put himself there. Amr Lahu, he said, Hasukil, we live in a Vitina. May also bring me up the bricks and mortar. Amri, we can't bring up the bricks and mortar. Amr, Umiika de Matzi, Lusuki, awesome. No one can bring you bricks and mortar. What are you talking about? So he said, and is can anyone stand and build this something between heaven and earth like I am? So that's the Shakavataria, says the Gra, that they felt that there's that there is no way to make a spiritual endeavor in this world. We are too connected of creatures of this planet. And he says that's because you're stuck with your brick and mortar. If you say the Shem Hashem, now you can lift yourself up and you can now connect to the Neshama. Once it's the Neshama, now let's start lifting everything up. So the process, there's already, we spoke in the Nefesh HaChaim. Everything starts from Neshama, trickles down, and then you have to bring it back. Right? Everything starts from Neshama, goes to Ruach, goes into the Nefesh, and now the Avodah is, now bring it back up to the source. And this is what he's saying over here. Where our job is to take from the earth, take from the bricks and the mortar, take from the nefesh, use the ruach and connect it ultimately back to the neshama and make everything into a spiritual avoida. Okay. There's in this shtickel of the Gra, there's still two more sub themes that he builds out. So I want to talk about maybe next week, one of them where he discusses this more of this concept. Okay? Shkoyach. Shkoyach, shkoyach. Okay.
Have a great Shabbos.
Have a great Shabbos, Doc. We'll see you.